Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Mark Gordon vetoes Chuck Gray's proposed ESG rules. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has vetoed some of Secretary of State Chuck Gray's proposed rules on environmental, social, and governance investing, also known as woke investing. According to Cowboy State Daily, Gray's rules aim to require investment professionals in Wyoming to disclose whether ESG principles influence their business decisions. Governor Gordon issued 12 line item vetoes, stating that the vetoed sections exceed regulatory authority under Wyoming law and may conflict with federal securities law. In a Tuesday press release, Gordon said, "While I agree that ESG investment guidance is improper and misleading, the answer to too much government interference in our lives is not more government. No government should have the right to direct people's personal investment strategies." As the governor, Gordon gets the final say over approving any proposed agency rules. Former Governor Dave Friedenthal told Cowboy State Daily he never vetoed any proposed agency rules during his time as governor and couldn't remember a time when his successor, former Governor Matt Mead, did so either. Gray criticized Gordon, accusing him of adopting talking points from the radical left and Wall Street. Gray said ESG investments are a malicious attack on Wyoming's core industries and our entire way of life, with an increasing trend of mutual funds and brokerage firms being pressured by woke politicians to offer investment products which employ ESG principles. We must take a concrete, proactive approach to protect our state and consumers. Gordon emphasized the importance of personal investment freedom and transparency, but acknowledge some of the sections of Gray's rules will still take effect. The disagreement centers on whether ESG mandates infringe on personal choice and a free market, or if they are necessary for preventing fraud and deceit in investment practices. The governor is part of a multi-state coalition opposing ESG efforts nationally, while Gray sees ESG as a threat to Wyoming's core industries. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.